Warning. Following video contains strong language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
That is a great way to start off this particular podcast, Venus and the Man Cave. I think it's episode 20. Chris and I have been talking about this personally, and Jake, you knocked it out of the park there. Chandler Bing. The flock of seagulls.
Chenandler bong.
I was gonna type in my name, Regina Falange, and I just like shit. Too late. Hello, everyone. Of course, you are meeting Chris and I here at Meet Us in the Man Cave on your favorite either YouTube. Hopefully, you're discovering us over on Rumble. And naturally, of course, if you're like me, I love those podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, the list goes on and on. And of course, we have our good friend Jake Patton, who's flashing out.
You flashing us, Jake?
You're flashing us with some little Chandler shit. Ping action. Chandler, God.
Subscribe and follow us today.
Are you a complete loser? Well, go open a can of Meet Us in the Man Cave beer. It friggin' tastes awesome.
Drink responsibly. Only available at Bubba.
I had to do that on purpose. No, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about a teaser there towards the end.
I put the flannin.
What's he saying?
Folks, we're...
Flannin.
We are going to get into some friends here. That's right. Chris, I'm going to honor you with this. Take it away, my friend. Go with it. Share your thoughts and feelings when it comes to that amazing series that lasted from 1994 to 2004.
Obviously, people know what Friends is, right? I mean, we're not going to talk to anybody that hasn't experienced Friends at least once. I mean, it's kind of, I can't help but try to draw similarities in how I spoke about music way back in season one. That for me is Friends as well. Friends is like the show that you could tune into every week. You could see all these dynamic characters, these six friends, and the adventures they would go through. And they brought you along for the ride. It was like you experienced their journey with them. You went through all their ups and their downs, their peaks and their valleys. As a viewer, when you turned on that show, it felt like it brought you into their lives. And it made you just, it don't matter how lonely you felt. It don't matter anything like that. You didn't feel alone when you watched that show. You experienced everything right along with them. It was beautifully written. It had probably the best cast that's ever been assembled for a sitcom in history, I feel like, maybe. They were all friends along with each other. Some of them still to this day. I mean, Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston are still friends. David Schwimmer, Rachel Green. Rachel Green, Jennifer Aniston, they're still friends. You know, Joey.
Lisa
Joey's
Kudrow, she's friend.
Yeah. Joey's.
Sorry.
They're all, yeah, Lisa, they're all still friends. I mean, we can't talk about that without talking about Matthew Perry at the same time. And then that's why it's been so hard to talk about, because it's such a deep love for any of us, for any Friends fans. I mean,
I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charm and love. I'll be a fool for you, I'm sure. You know I don't mind. I found in you my
I can still go in there, and I have every single DVD, physical media, in case it were to ever go away. I have it the whole season, 1 through 10, on my phone, on Apple TV, any sources that I can have. I of course always have to have friends, but I could literally walk inside right now and turn on Friends. It don't matter what season, it don't matter what episode, and me and my wife will sit there probably until 4 or 5 in the morning, just watching Friends. You have some shows that you can sit there and you can go to sleep to. You can turn it on and go to sleep to it because you don't care about it that much. But Friends, when we turn that on, we literally sit there. Oh, that's the 10.
When you said that, I had to go grab it real quick, the last episode, and it's got a Blockbuster sticker on it. I wish I had to scratch that out now. Sorry, I didn't want to ruin it. Sorry.
No, you're fine. We could literally go in there, turn it on, and we're up all night just watching. It's like a comfort level. Oh, throat man there. It's something you put on, and it's just like, it's like stepping back into home. Like you're just at home. You're at peace. You can just, it was so much more than just a TV show. It's huge. It's big. How do you quantify like what it is, what they did in 10 seasons? Like it was magic.
Yeah. Jake, you're a guest. Please share your thoughts and feelings. What is this television series? What did it mean to you? You know what I'm talking about. Can I be any more annoying right now?
I think Chris is right. When you watched it, you didn't feel alone. You felt connected with the characters. Like this could be people that you know in anywhere. And I should say that I've seen on Facebook and people's opinions or whatever, people like Friends isn't funny. I want to say, fuck you. You suck. Friends is hilarious. Maybe your sense of humor sucks. Maybe, but that's just pointless, whatever. But yeah, Friends is great.
I want to say there's well over, I always use percentages for some reason in life, but I'm going to say there's like 98% of the people out there that say Friends is awesome. It kicks ass. And it says 2% losers out there that just are, I don't know. I'll never understand them.
You know, Scott, you know what's perfect? When you came over, was it 2 trips ago? It wasn't on the birthday, but it was the one mm-hmm. before that. And the garage TV was playing. What was that playing? You asked me, you were like, is this TV just Friends 24/7? And I said, oh. You better believe it.
Okay, to elaborate what Chris is talking about there, and Chris is, as you know, if you've been following us enough here, Chris has practically have had a journey on his new home, his new man cave. Well, you haven't really seen yet, unless you watched episode 16. I don't know if we had a chance to show that, or if I actually captured that or not, but it doesn't matter. Almost behind Chris, as you could tell, he has his bar right there, a physical bar. And then to his left shoulder a little bit more, there's going to be a French doors that will go out to another section, which we're going to share so much more in the future. It's going to focus more on the car aspect of this podcast. Well, right above those doors, Chris mounted basically a 50-inch whatever plus screen, and it plays Friends 24/7 basically. So... Now to be recently here, his birthday, St. Pat, you know, we're going in and out. It was a nice, beautiful day. It was a perfect day. And every time you go out those doors, when Friends is, you know, playing on that TV, it doesn't matter if it's David Schwimmer, if it's Jennifer Aniston, or if it's Lisa Kudrow. you're hearing conversations going on, duh, and you're like, who the heck? It just, you know, sometimes you're like, is there somebody by, because right underneath is actually Chris's car. And if you're not thinking about friends being right up above you, it's like, who? Oh, yeah. Well, and it's so funny because I remember one time I'm walking in and out through there and I got to see, let's face it, everybody's going to have their favorite moment through hundreds of episodes, but just seeing it, pivot.
You know, the favorite in the house is always, fucking, je m'appelle Claude. Je m'appelle Claude. Fait fait le fouf. Like, what the fuck is he doing?
Remember when Ross had him with they were supposed to name all 50 states? And Joey wrote down Chicago. I don't know why they just.
He wrote down.
Yeah, oh, Chicago. Oh, and yeah. How Matt LeBlanc, how he did it so beautifully. And let's face it, the characters, they were, as we all know, we had. I don't know why I'm doing this, but Matt LeBlanc is Joey. Matthew Perry is Chandler Bing. I mean, yeah, we could sit here and do the names. And that's another thing, beautiful thing about Friends. It's like that show, it's like you knew their character and their real names just like that. Lisa, Phoebe. Mm-hmm. It was just something, I don't know, maybe it's because I was a huge fan of the show. I never forgot those names. But I always thought of it as...
I just did it with Rachel Green. I meant to say Jennifer.
But you know, the beautiful thing of it is Jennifer would never, you could tell she would smile. She'd probably have a tear come to her eye. And she's not going to be upset because Rachel Green is her. You could tell everybody who's loved that series, especially if you watch the reunion. Those characters really were a big part of who they were as the real. I mean, it's wrong for me to say. It's like, oh, yeah, I hang out with Jennifer all the time, and then I need to wake up. It's a story on its own there.
Man.
But
I wish I'd
willing to bet every single one of those characters, you see David Schwimmer, there's a little bit of David Schwimmer and Ross. You know what I mean? That's what is another reason why that series was so friggin' successful. Not to mention the brilliant writing, the brilliant directing, which, you know, David Bright, of course, he wasn't. We had different directors. I mean, David Schwimmer was one of the directors through different episodes. I mean, that's what's so beautiful about that series. I mean, this podcast, we're going to try to make it not so long, but yet how do we capture the essence of that amazing series? It's impossible. It's like, how do I capture the absence in your friends and your family? You can't. You know what I mean?
You can't, but a part of it, I've heard so many stories throughout the years. I don't think they were afraid of anything. I feel like they let, say, Courtney Cox would come in. She would be like, you know, no, Monica would do this. And then Jennifer Aniston would be behind her and she'd be like, no, well, Rachel would do this. They let them intermingle because they knew those characters and they developed those characters and they were a part of their soul. They put their whole being into those characters. And I feel like they kind of played off of that. They weren't afraid to, you know, say, okay, this is written that way. This is the way you're going to say it. They would kind of give them a little bit of freedom and they'd be like, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe she would say it this way. Maybe she would act this way. I feel like they were so much more liberal with the characters and they realized that these actors had a say so. And they created a safe atmosphere on that set. And I feel like everybody had fun. And it was still a live cat or a live
live studio audience. Live,
it's not theater. Yeah,
live Warner studio Brothers. Audience.
So I mean the reactions were real. 11? You don't have the it just It was a perfect, it was another perfect storm, man. It was just, it was genius.
And I really believe that Chandler Bing had a lot. Chandler Bing, AKA Matthew Perry, I think he had a lot to do with that, because anybody who's been a fan of that show, and with Chris's box, basically each series, he's got the original. When you go out and buy season one on DVDs, what he has is what you would get originally wise. You know, now you could buy it all as one, but they have the featurettes. And in those featurettes, I know, I remember from having it myself, they talk about how Matthew Perry was a big inspiration with the writing from the comedy aspect. And with that, I think Matthew kind of allowed, like you said, not being afraid. You know, they were able to share their own. And that's another thing. Yeah, there's no doubt. They worked so well together as a team. They were brilliant. And, you know, it's all for one. We all know that. Every fan of Friends knows, look, we're all going to get paid equally. And that was, thank you. That was so brilliant on their part. I don't want to bring in the aspect of, I mean, I want to, when, before we started this, Chris and Jake, I actually thought, well, I could go back to how it started for me. You know, 1994, I was 24 years old. I was basically the same age frame as that cast. They're all in their mid 20s. Yeah, I did relate to the style, the music, the attitude, the how people talked, how people behaved. So yeah, it's kind of like here Scott goes again. He talks about, oh, in 1978, I went to see the original film in the theater, Halloween. So Scott gets to rub her face. He was 24 when Friends came out. They were basically 24, 25, 26. You know, it's look, okay, that's my shine of moment. But Chris has two daughters that are, they're young kids. They love that series in 2024.
Hey, that's on. If I were to walk in there right now, it'd be either One Tree Hill, because I showed them One Tree Hill, or it'd be Friends. It's on repeat.
And I love the fact that you could trust those girls watching Friends. You can trust those six, those writers. You could trust it. And
it didn't do me wrong.
We might have to worry about Joey a little bit, but you could still trust Joey with those girls. It's Portia.
Everybody loves Joey.
Hey! How you doing? Got to throw that in there.
There could be so many one... There could be so many one-liners. It's not even funny. Like, yeah, you just. Oh my god!
Of course.
Oh my.
Go ahead.
God. Janice. Yes, I love Janice.
Fuck.
The actress herself. Yeah, God love her. You just finished or listening to your favorite podcast, Meet Us in the Man Cave, and you've asked yourself that question once again. Do I enjoy a new challenge? Well, thanks to our good friends at Bill, you could start speaking in a new language in 3 weeks. So come on, what's stopping you?
Question, can Chris, I do it with my butt cheeks?
Imagine you're over in France and you have a very important business meeting, and you bump into your cousin Stacy, and you want to impress her with just one simple word, bonjour. In 2 weeks, you're having a very important spaghetti party, and all your Italian friends are going to be over. They're impressed with your spaghetti, but could you imagine how more impressed they will be by just simply shouting out, CIO? Your whole life you've put it off, and it's finally come to the point where you're over in Germany and you're meeting your grandparents. Do you want to impress them by the fact that you could just simply go up to them and say, how low? Last but certainly not least, you are stuck in a country where they only speak Spanish and you're looking for a speedway. Hey, there's a complete stranger. Maybe I'll ask them, ho, LA? Thanks to Meet Us in the Man Cave and our good friends at Baby Bella, they're going to help you speak a language in just 3 weeks. Are you still looking for that challenge? What's stopping you?
Only available at Bubba.
This is a tough one, because I guess it will go to Matthew. We all have had to deal with that experience, that part of life that we absolutely despise when we lose someone we love. And when we all share that experience, you're hoping that either a family member or a friend is going to open up about that loss, you know damn good and well there's nothing that you can say, there's nothing that you can share that's wrong. But everything else in this world, it's my opinion. With friends, it's not an opinion. It's a feeling. It's like music. It's a part of your soul. Whether we're going down the Matthew Perry road, I don't know. But I think everybody that shares their feelings about friends, it's, you can't say anything wrong about it.
If I could clarify, it's taken us this long to talk about it. Obviously, we're talking about Matthew at this point because it hurt so much. Scott has been very vocal on that, that he wasn't ready to talk about that. And I respected that because we spent a lot of time with those characters. They became a staple in our lives. I mean, they're still staples. I still turn on the TV and I act like it didn't happen. Yeah,
it's easier.
Magic of TV, right? I can still throw on a DMX record and pretend it didn't happen. You know, they live on through history, and that's the magic of video and audio recordings. But, you know, just trying to explain, I guess.
No, it all makes so much sense. It's like I get angry when I no, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to talk about Van Halen, Edward Van Halen. When Matthew Perry, when we lost Matthew Perry, I remember coming home. I think it was YouTube, and I seen something about it, and I was just like, I was, what, huh? And I know I contacted you right away, Chris. I sent like a message, a link or whatever. And I just sat there and I just didn't want to accept it. I almost cut myself off. Like I automatically started watching something and just, I shut my brain off from it because I'm thinking maybe this is bullshit. But then it was almost, okay, we'll take this Jameson bottle. We'll just take this bottle and let's just say it was right here on my peripheral vision. It's still there, but nah. It was real.
Denial.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if you lose someone, I think we all know if it's, when it comes down to an autopsy report, you can make that decision when you're ready to read that report when it's available to you. Okay. I don't know. Does that make sense to you guys or maybe listeners or viewers out there? I don't really want to know all the details. And it's so weird to say that as I'm doing something that's public that goes out to the world right now. Chris has every right to share his knowledge, of course, you as well as Jake. I'm not going to tell you guys not to. I'm going to hear more about it. But as time goes by, there's always a little bit more about Matthew Perry, how he passed away. And I'm like,
yeah, you know where I'm at with that. He's never shied away from the fact that he's recovering.
Yeah.
He's been in his sobrieties. He's been, you know, going through his trials and tribulations, and he's never shied away from that. He's always told people he's recovering from things. But, you know, as far as you're saying, like the autopsy report and all that stuff, anytime I hear anything about that, automatically I think doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He projected his happiness into other people.
Yeah.
That's why he made people laugh. He wanted to see people laugh because he was not well himself. So he wanted to make other people laugh. The autopsy reports and all that stuff, I don't care. He had his own battles he was fighting. As far as I can tell, you know, he's not showing up on on an Epstein list or he's not, he didn't hurt people. So there, then I don't care. If he had his troubles with drugs, whatever, it doesn't matter to me.
Like, yeah.
He didn't hurt anybody as far as I'm concerned.
It's just like
he had trouble.
Everybody knows well enough by now, Edward Van Halen, that's my hero. I know that Edward had troubles with alcohol and drugs, but I don't dislove him any less.
It's another vice, yeah. Right? We all got our vices. Just some way to help us cope.
Jake, I want to hear more from you, but I'm going to share something with you. I already talked about with Chris. I was putting myself in the doghouse this past week. I did something that I'm very ashamed of. Take account of the recording of this podcast. It's not going to line up when you're listening or watching. I've always shamed drinking and driving. I've always said that's the dumbest thing you could do. And I stand with that completely. It is the dumbest thing anybody can do. And I'm sure others can put down more. No, you could do this. I, as an adult, was over at Chris's house, Chris and Natalie's and Jennifer's house, along with the girls. I was invited over as a guest when they were having a party for Chris, and I chose to drink adult beverages, and I drank more than I should have, I guess you could say, for someone who decided not to stay, but to get in a vehicle and drive 30 minutes away. Now, granted, 30 minutes doesn't matter. 1 minute's too long period if you're drinking and driving. Folks, I was so ashamed of myself. The next day and the following day and the next, because I got to thinking as we're talking about friends here, I shouldn't have never put Chris and Natalie in that position and their daughters and his mother in that position. Because what if I had done something so foolishly that, I mean, granted, I already did. I was drinking and driving. But what if I went beyond and hurt myself or hurt someone else? Then Chris and Natalie could have been blaming themselves for the stupid mistake that I made. They didn't say, Scott, you must drink this. You have to do this. No. I am an adult. I did these decisions on my own. I also left on my own remorse. And the funny thing of it is, as much as I talk about YouTube, it was the next day I came across on my algorithm of YouTubers of drinking and driving, you know, those police cam videos, point of view, there was like a combination of drunk drivers that didn't realize they killed someone. And I was like, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I felt so terrible. And I knew that I had to talk to Chris about this. And I talked to him privately. And pretty much what I'm telling you now is what I told Chris. I'm ashamed of myself.
No, I just wanted to I just want to say you're being too hard on yourself. You're being too self-deprecating.
Yeah, but there. Somebody's got to ground me, if you know what I mean.
Well, let me do the same token on myself. I don't try to pretend like I'm somebody's. I'm not going to pretend like I'm your dad. I'm not going to pretend to do anything.
I've met you more than my own biological father, so that's a good thing.
No, I'm just saying, I didn't, you know, there could have been a point where I could have wrestled you to the ground and took your keys, but I didn't do that. The half the blame is on us as well. You knew you could have stay right here.
Yeah.
But I didn't force you. I don't even remember bringing that up. We were just hanging out, partying.
We're all human beings. We all make foolish mistakes. And I'm taking Chris's advice. I shouldn't beat myself up anymore. I understand what I did was wrong. I take full responsibility for making making that mistake. And I already told this to Chris. And I'm telling you, this as a responsible adult, the next time I'm invited to their home for a celebration, the rule is I hand them my car keys before I even drink an adult beverage. Because that's what you should do. Because if you can see a little bit there to Chris's left, his microphone's kind of hiding it. There's a very amazing, comfortable couch that I could have slept on.
Oh, there is a couch right there. And it does the It folds up and it pretty much turns into a queen mattress right there.
I know it's kind of like, but I thought we were talking about Friends. Because what is it, the main title? I'll be there for you. I just thought, you know what? Let's bring the, because Friends has been so important to so many people all around the world. And all the actors and characters, the writers, everything about that show is amazing. And I just thought, you know what? I'm going to put a little bit of my responsible fat or irresponsible fat ass into this scenario of what friendship is supposed to be about, you know? You're going to be there for somebody. Could I be any more annoying about ruining the, goddamn, I thought I was down about Matthew Perry before, but Scott, you had to bring your drunken ass into this situation. I don't know. I just thought it needed to be said. I wanted to be honest. I wanted to share a little bit of that and, shame on me. Life goes on. I'm hoping to learn from my mistakes. And,
there's no shame. There's
I want to be able to have 20 more years down the road to where I could see more kids enjoying Friends, the series Friends.
Meet Us in the Man Cave apparel available now. Get your very own Meet Us in the Man Cave house, boat, car, child, guitar, batteries, dishes, household apparel, kitchen apparel, hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts, shower curtains, phone cases. Oh, the list could go on and on and on. Isn't that right, Chris?
Question. Can Chris? I do it with my butt cheeks?
Meet Us in the Man Cave apparel available right now at redbubble.com. Remember, only a few of those items are available, including hats.
Jake, would you please settle down?
If you're going to take that avenue, then let me apologize for not being more adamant about having you stay. You would have been fine. Dozer would have been fine. You know, I should have pushed that. I did not push that. So maybe we can take 50-50 here.
And for you out there watching us for the first time, if you want to know who Dozer is a he/she golden retriever.
He/she? Yeah. Damn.
Right, the way he/she pisses, it's hard to tell.
I didn't address him correctly.
No, Dozer is a fine young puppy boy. He's out there in the living room. I startled him earlier. I interrupted him listening, falling asleep to basketball out there. So yeah, Dozer could have stayed there easily because he was already enjoying sleeping while we were all enjoying macabre ball. Didn't bother him one bit. Macabre. So all right. Yeah. Let's try to focus on not burning ourselves out. And I'm going to start with Jake. Chris, I'm sure you wouldn't mind if we start with Jake here. Jake.
That's the name they gave me.
Jake, you have an eye for Jennifer Aniston, I'm sure. Or yeah. Courtney Cox or Lisa Kudrow.
Courtney Cox.
Good call. Okay, there really? You go. Who is your favorite friend? There we go. Let's have some fun with this. Who's your favorite friend, Jake?
Oh, shit. Well, damn it. That's hard to say because... Well, either Monica or Chandler. They're both great. I don't know. But then Joey's hilarious too. They're all great. I don't know.
You're cheating, Jake.
okay, hard. Chandler. Okay. I relate more to Chandler.
I think a lot of us do. I understand that. I respect that. Although you are a Joey. The way you say Porsche sometimes, Jake, I'm telling you. How you doing? Yeah. All right, Chris, you're next. Who's your favorite friend?
Holy shit!
I don't.
Well, good golly,
that's tough. I can't even think of one right now myself.
I've always been told I'm a Chandler. Sharp comebacks, very much of an asshole comeback. I'm kind of that quick-witted guy. I've always been told I'm a Chandler. I love Chandler. I always will. But I'm gonna have to say,
Chris. Chris and I would like to thank you for watching or listening to Meet Us in the Man Cave. Since you enjoyed watching us, make sure that you tell all your friends and family to subscribe to Meet Us in the Man Cave here on YouTube. Make sure you click on that notification bell. That way you're notified on our next video, podcast, or live stream video. Better yet, if you appreciate freedom of speech and oppose of censorship for content creators, make sure you follow Meet Us in the Man Cave on Rumble. Are you on Discord? Well, Meet Us in the Man Cave's there. Come and hang out with us. You can find and follow Meet Us in the Man Cave on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads. And as always, you can listen and download Meet Us in the Man Cave on your favorite podcasting app. Available to stream or download so you can listen all you want, whenever you want. For more information, go to meetusinthemancave.podbean.com.